Okay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to come here and to talk something and discussing with the scientists here. And the topic today is spatial and temporal characteristics of drought and its effect on wheat yield in southwest China. I'm from China Agricultural University. Here is the outlines, background materials, and the adaptability of APC model in southwest China, and the spatial-temporal characteristics of drought during wheat growing seasons, and the conclusions. So, the climate change, featured with global dimmed and decreased RH, increased WPD, and decreased wind speed and increased temperature. The rainfall is uneven seasonally, so sometimes most, sometimes and less, and the temperature is the same. So this kind of temperature led to the drought in China and in the southwest of China. So the production, the wheat production in southwest China. Here, this is the average yield in China, and this is the southwest, the average yield. So we can see the very large gap, and the average is lower than the national average yield. So for the seasonal drought in southwest China, it's very severe. The rainfall during the growing season is very less, like this, 55 to 180 millimeters. And the whole season, the whole year, the annual rainfall is large, and from 408 to 1,000 more. This means the seasonal drought here in the southwest China. So in this area, the annual temperature increased, but the rainfall decreased. This is the decreased for the whole year, but especially during the growing season, the rainfall is very, very serious. So this is a typical drought in the southwest China in recent years, and in recent 10 years, we occurred the very extreme drought. The extreme drought happened frequently and affected the crop production and even the human life. In the Sichuan province, Chongqing, and the Yunnan province. So to evaluate the drought, the effect of drought on the crop yield, and to evaluate the crop growth, we have this kind of index, like precipitation and the soil water and the crop drought index and others. So we also use the drought index based on the crop models. So this topic is want to explore the spatial-temporal changes in drought intensity, frequency, and yield reduction from the 1961 to recent years during the growing seasons in the southwest China, and identify the relationships between yield loss and the drought during different growing seasons. This is our objectives. So this is the method. We use observed wheat production and simulated wheat production. We use model and calculate the drought effect on the photosynthesis and the effect on the crop yield. So we calculate the loss of the yield affected by the drought. This is the area in southwest China, including Yunnan province and Sichuan, Chongqing, and Guizhou province. It's a mountain area. And the study period is from, we use the date from 1961 to 2010, and we use the model Epsom wheat. This is data, because in China the meteorology data is a shorter period, just from the 1950s, so we can only use this time series of weather data and use the soil data. So this is the method, this is the model Epsom, and first we calibrate the model and validate the model, then we calculate the drought index and calculate the yield loss. So here is the results of the adaptability of Epsom model in southwestern China. And the phenology, the validation, calibration, and the validation, and the yield and the biomass about the calibration and the validation. Here is the statistical indicators for the evaluation of the model. So we get a very good agreement between observed data and the simulated data for the yield and the biomass. So the calculation of the drought index, SWDF photo is the what stress factor in the model calculated equals soil water supply compared with soil water demand. So the index between 0 to 1. 0 means very heavy drought, and 1 is no drought. And so from this index, we continue to, this is a daily indicator. The model is based on the daily time. So from the daily, we calculate the different growth phase, different green seasons. Then we use the correlation coefficient to calculate for the whole growing seasons, SWDPF for the whole growing seasons, from daily growing seasons and the whole growing seasons to calculate the drought index. Here the classification and the verification of the drought index. We analyze the SWDFPO, the whole season, the index, and the yield condition, and we get very good correlations. So next we develop the drought classification based on this index, from no drought, light drought, moderate, and severe, and extraordinary drought. This is the thing about the to test this data with the data from the statisticals to test this classification. So here the spatial distribution of drought intensity during growing seasons. Drought during flowering to maturity was the most severe, followed by the flowing initiation to the flowing phases. Sawing to flowing initiation was less affected by the jolt. And the jolt intensity was aggravated from northeast to southwest, just follow the evolution distributions. Here is a very severe jolt area. This is less affected area. And from 2000, the jolt was aggravated. Here is the distribution of jolt frequency during growing seasons. Slight jolt occurred in most areas, are slight jolt, but a severe jolt in Yunnan province are severe. And the frequency of middle severe and extraordinary jolt were concentrated at high latitude. And the decadal distribution of yield reduction rate is consistent with the jolt intensity pattern, like the former slide. A similar trend. So here are the conclusions. We calculated the jolt index, SWDP. This jolt index can effectively reflect the negative influence of the jolt on the yield. Jolt was the most intense in Yunnan province, several jolt, followed by the south of Sichuan and the west of Guizhou. Jolt intensity first lightened, then aggravated by 2000. And jolt intensity was the most severe for flowering to maturity growing seasons. For other growing seasons are less affected and less jolt. Thank you for your attention.
I was just going to ask you, with your model, have you considered simulating the effects of residue on the surface, leaving residue to buffer the temperature and reduce evaporation losses, and how maybe you could compensate for drought just by maintaining residue on the surface?
We did not consider the residue, yeah.
Would your model be able to look at that?
Yeah, this model can simulate the residue, but in this study we did not include this.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.